Human Rights Campaign Erases Biology and Transgender Safer Sex Guide. Assigns vagina to trans women exclusively. By Hannah Blow on July 6, 2020. The Human Rights Campaign, HRC, effectively erased biological facts in its latest Transgender Safer Sex Guide. Redefining basic body parts and assigning vagina as a term used to describe the genitals of biological males who have had bottom surgery. The HRC, in a safer sex guide for transgender and gender expansive people, redefined basic biological body parts under the guise of inclusivity, effectively stripping females of their own biology and assigning it to biological males. The group's blunt guide provided a list of words and provided its own definitions, definitions that do not coincide with biological fact. For instance, HRC defined vagina as a word used to talk about the genitals of trans women who have had bottom surgery. Yet, the HRC refused to use the same term for biological women, assigning them the term front hole. Similarly, HRC also redefined male genitalia, proclaiming that it could belong to people of all genders. Definitions, per the guide, are as follows. Dick, we use this word to describe external genitals. Dicks come in all shapes and sizes and can belong to people of all genders. Front hole, we use this word to talk about internal genitals, sometimes referred to as a vagina. A front hole may self-lubricate, depending on age and hormones. Strapless, we use this word to describe the genitals of trans women who have not had genital reconstruction or bottom surgery, sometimes referred to as a penis. Vagina, we use this word to talk about the genitals of trans women who have had bottom surgery. HRC's definitions come as critics warn the transgender movement is moving to erase the reality of biological females, as was recently seen with the Merriam-Webster Dictionary updating its definition of trans woman to a woman who was identified as male at birth and the widespread push to allow biological males to compete in female sports. HRC has played a significant role in the 2020 election cycle, hosting a town hall event alongside CNN last year. It formally endorsed Joe Biden for president in May, describing him as the leader our community and our country need at this moment. Far too many LGBTQ people, and particularly those who are most vulnerable, face discrimination, intimidation, and violence simply because of who they are and who they love. But rather than have our backs, Donald Trump and Mike Pence have spent the last 3.5 years rolling back and rescinding protections for LGBTQ people, HRC President Alphonso David said in a statement. Joe Biden will be a president who stands up for all of us, David added. HRC and our more than 3 million members and supporters will work day and night to ensure he is the next president of the United States.